Okay, so we're doing now. So we have this machloka. So this, we could forget about all the complicated parts of this, you know, the neshamas and whatever. Bottom line is, you have machlokas. Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan is when you yotze the mitzvah if your kids die. Okay, that's the question. Rav Huna says you are because you had your kids, and the Rav Yochanan says no. They have to be maintained. They have to live. If they die, you have to chayv. Okay, so the Gemara tries to bring a proof. Okay, a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. So it says Mesvei. Mesvei. It's not facing the very, very bottom. B'nei banim harein kabanim. So there's a brisa which states that grandchildren are equal to children. Okay, they serve the same function as children vis-a-vis peruva. So how's that a proof? So Rashi explains. Kasalga daita, the Gemara thinks at this point, Shemes hazachar on a kepa. The case is where the male or the female died. Ve'hayelo bain, and you have a son, ve'hayelo ben. And the Zachar and Akeva, okay, has a son. Okay, so one of your children dies and has a son, right? Dies with a son, your grandchild, grandson. She yitztarev im achos aviv, that he will be able to join together with the sister of his father. Okay, so again, you have a daughter and a son. In this case, and the son dies and leaves a grandson. So that son, that your grandson, will join together with your daughter. Okay. Oh, im achay ima. Or with the brother of his mother. So it means the case is you have a son and a daughter, and the daughter dies, and you have a son. She has a son, so your grandson will be able to join together with your son.
She has a son.
He doesn't say Vahilo Ben. He doesn't say Ben Obas. Yeah. Right? I mean, he's saying a lot of O's, but he doesn't say anywhere O, you know. Sounds like he's saying is the son will join together with his, with either his aunt or his uncle. Yeah. Right?
But then you don't have a boy.
True. He did have a boy, you know. Let's see. Doesn't sound like he's saying it matters. Ein avi ha'av chayev odu per rebbe. The grandfather is no longer chayev per rebbe. Okay, so again, so it says, so this is, so again, your grandson could replace the his parent. And thereby you have two kids. And that was a good question, because the two grandchildren replaced the both children. It would seem so, but I don't know. So it's only picking one case, but if you do it with one, you'd think you could do it with both. Okay, but it's not clear. I don't seem to recall anyone discussing that, but it would seem to be, you know, I don't think you could deduce that he only said one, then he only means one. I mean, he's just talking about one, it's a complicated thing, but, you know, yeah.
Did you say that?
But what's the point? So Rashi explains, the time I shall heal the mace bane. The reason why this works, the grandchild works, is because the child who died has a son. So now you have a grandchild which replaces your child. Halava chilokiem. If the child who dies does not have a child, you know, your grandchild, you're not filling the mitzvah. The shevas beinon. Right, because you have to populate the world. V'kasha lo Rav Huna. V'kasha Rav Huna. Because according to Rav Huna, you're yotzei the mitzvah simply by having a son and a daughter. So what do you mean? The grandchildren counts. What do grandchildren have anything to do with it? You don't need grandchildren. You yotze with your children. If you have two children, you yotze. If you don't have two children, you're not yotze. So what's going to Rav Huna? What kind of thing is it to talk about? Grandchildren something? What do grandchildren do with it? Right? But if you hold like Rav Yochanan, that if the children die, you've got a problem, then you can say, oh, you've got a problem, unless they die with grandchildren. If they die with grandchildren, then it's okay. Then they'll fill them in. So that's a ra, that's a kasha. On Rav Huna. Right? That's the pshat. Good? Some more answers? No. We'll see. It's not clear. I mean, you'll see later. It's not clear if he specifically picks the case of a son or any son or a daughter. But it seems to be the fact that he sticks to one gender, you could tell that it doesn't have to be replacing and not boy and girl. But you'll see the Gemara later. I forgot the Gemara goes after the two dots. It continues on this line of reasoning. But there is a difference. It's not. It's a hot meaning that it's not symmetrical. That boys are better than girls in this regard. Okay, so I don't think Rashi wants to come this whole new way, but it's not necessarily the same. Yeah, for now, we'll assume it's the same. We'll assume it's the same. He's saying, so you have a child, one of your children dies and leaves a child, and that's okay. Okay? Fine, but either way, let's just get the main idea here. What's happening is it's a kasha on Rahuna. Because Rahuna says once you have kids, you're yotzei, so there's no reason to talk about grandchildren once you have children, right? Okay, fine. So the Gemara answer is no. No, ki tanya hi lahashlim. Really, Rahuna. Could then price also. It's talking about grandchildren. Who needs to talk about grandchildren if you already have children? So this is for it being mashlim. What does it mean, the mashlim? Kigon, Rashi. Kigon shelo hayilo lezakein ella ben echad. Let's say the guy only has one child. V'nasa ha-ben isha. And the son gets married. Beholded bas and has a daughter. Potter ha-zakein. So then the grandfather's potter, shari hishlim zeh es chovaso. Because the daughter completed the chovah, because you had a son, and now you have a granddaughter. So that's male and female. I will e have a leme karo zachar in a keva, but if you have straight up, originally a son and a daughter, I feel a meisu b'lo banim kiver, even if they die without kids, they have to prove it. Right? So that's his answer. And according to Rahuna, he says, no, really, if they die, it doesn't matter. So what do you need to talk about grandchildren? So the grandchildren is, in case you only have one child, he's saying is that the grandchild, B'nei Bonarim Kabanim, the grandchild could fill in the gap and could give you your second gender child, right? And therefore it's not a kasha on, what's his name? On Rahuna. Rahuna could still hold it, right? So we have two things, I guess. There's one thing is, how does this work? I mean, if you hold out your kids, you have to, your kids, if they die in Ayotze, how does it work, B'nei Banim, Harin Kabanim? How does that work? Right, according to Gachon on that side. And then, I guess there's, apparently, the Havmina was that there's a new move here, that Rahuna's introducing, that your grandchild could work. Apparently, the Havmina didn't know that, right? And the more there's in the Kasha, more apparently held, only your children are going to be able to work, right? Right, and then the Gemara's answer is no. Kitanya Hashem, it means no, your grandchild could work. It seems like that's an additional move here. That you could be yotzei with your grandchild here. You know, it seems to be that's the chiddush here. That's the chiddush. In order to get Rahuna out of the kasha, has to come up with this idea that your grandchild could work. Like, it seems like it's not so simple that works. Which we have to explain. Well, why would I think it wouldn't work? And what's the Gemara's answer that it does work? But let's take it one at a time. I guess we could start with the first thing. Is how on Rabbi Yochanan? What's the sense? So how does it work? I mean, if you say that you're Yotzei Peruvu, you need to have your children alive, right? You need the children. If they die, you're not Yotzei. So what's this idea? B'nei Banim Harin Kabanim. If your children have a child, then you know that it works. How does that work? They're not your child. They're not your child. As you could ask, right? You could ask Akasha and Rashi, the way he's making the case, is that let's say you have a son and a daughter, and your daughter dies, and she has a son. So now you just have two sons. Right, if you say, so grandchildren are like children, so fine, so your grandchild works, but now you only have two sons? Right? So how does that work? But he definitely says that, because he says your son could join together, the grandson could join together with his mother's brother. Right? He says that, right? Join together with his mother's brother. Achayimo. Yes, his mother's brother. So definitely he's holding that works. Right? So how does that work? What do you mean? Now he's basically a son and a grandson. That's two males. Can't be able to say two males in a whole Yiddish family. Right? So that's Akasha. Right? That's Akasha. Yes, I'm not sure. Why are you being yotzei this mitzvah? Are you being yotzei through your daughter? So then she's dead. And then what did she need to have a grandchild for? Then just say, listen, say so your dad, they feel like her, then hold over your. But how am I going to say she dies doesn't work? So then it's going to be through your grandson. But your grandson's a boy. And your son's a boy. So you have two boys. Right? Okay, so I'm thinking like this. This is, I think, similar to what you guys are saying. I guess the closest to what Sam is saying it, but they're all around the same ballpark here. But is that the mitzvah is that you have to have the kids. What Rabbi Yochanan is saying is the whole kiyum is that your kids are populating, you're building the world through your kids. It's not just that you have kid, but it's that your kid, that's your method. The kiyum is that you're building the world through a son and a daughter. But that's the whole thing. So if a kid dies without having any children, childless, right? So then that kid is not contributing towards the building of the world, the Shabbos Yitzhara. The whole kiyum of the kid is that the kid is your vehicle of populating the world. That's how do you populate a world? You have a kid, who in turn has their kids, who in turn has their kids. That's your method of populating the world. So the kid has to have kids in order to be in order for your kid to realize the goal of L'Shavas, your goal of L'Shavas, they must have themselves have children, otherwise they simply, the kid is merely having a kid, but it doesn't accomplish anything. So, but once your kid has a kid, so then, so to speak, they've made it. The kid now is functioning for you to build a world. Now, it's true that if the kid doesn't have two kids, he's not going to be yotzei mitzvah peruvu, but that's not your mitzvah. That's his mitzvah. For you, your mitzvah is that you have to have a kid, and the kid can't be wiped out, because if he's wiped out, then the kid doesn't accomplish anything. So as long as the kid has a kid, so now you are permanently a part of the world through your son and your daughter. Sometimes you need a son and a daughter, but again, the kiyum of your son and a daughter is that they functioned for you to build the world. So it doesn't matter if they have a son or they have a daughter. It's not, you're not being yotzei with your grandchildren. You're being yotzei with your children. But the grandchildren are rendering your children significant. They're rendering them, preventing them from being non-existent. Kamishaino. A kid who dies vis-a-vis Peru is Kamishaino. It's like he never had him. What is it? It's a zero. It doesn't accomplish anything. But a kid who has a grandkid is, yeah, in 10 generations, you're going to have a big family through your kid, through all through your son, all through your daughter. Right? So you have to have the son and the daughter. But again, the key of the son and the daughter is that they lead you, they're your method of L'Shavas, of building the world. So it doesn't matter, they have a son, they have a daughter, they have grandchildren, they have great-grandchildren, whatever it is, it doesn't matter the gender. The point is, your mitzvah, though, is to have a son and a daughter. It's not just to build a world, it's to have a son and a daughter who build the world. Right? Who build the world. The son and the daughter have to be your world builders. That's the kiyum of your mitzvah. So again, that's why if they die, then you don't have the kiyum. And therefore you end up not being yotzei. Yeah, and if you just have a son and daughter who die without kids, so then you're not building the world through them. You just had a kid, a son, and daughter. Or they don't have kids. So you just had a son and daughter, but you're not building the world. Because the way you build the world through your son and daughter is because son and daughter reproduce, who in turn reproduce, and so on. So the exemption from the mitzvah is that you're, so then this is the way we formulate it, is that the chayda peruvu, and you're exempt, you have a patur, you have a right to be mevatel, and so far as you're slated to build the world through your son and daughter. Right? Now, if you follow me?
You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, like, you know, the way I was putting it is, not, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. The way is, you have a right to be exempt, to be mevatel from the mitzvah, insofar as you're slated for your kids to be mekayim the olam, to build the olam. So, the mekayim to build the world through your children. So, as long as they're alive and capable of producing children, so you don't have to have any more kids, because you're slated to build the world through your son and your daughter. If they die, or it turns out that they're a Swiss, an islandess, or whatever, then it's not going to happen. So now your kids aren't functioning for you to build a world, to bring about that kiyum, and therefore you have to continue to have kids. You know? Now, if you have, let's say this, my question I asked Matt, let's say you have a son and daughter, and your daughter dies, but your son has lots of children, and lots and lots of grandchildren, and so on. So then what? So obviously, the halacha is, you know, yotzei. Or whatever. May not be obvious, but you're not. So why not? Exactly. So Gematria says that you have to build the world through your son and daughter. It's not just build. It's not just you have to have a son and daughter, and then yeah, oh yeah, by the way, also you have to build the world. They're not two separate things. The mitzvah is to have a son and a daughter, the kiyum of which is that your son and daughter build the world. So if your son dies without any children, then just your daughter is building the world. So it's very nice your daughter counts, but your son doesn't count. She's wiped off. So the point is both of them have to have a child in order for them to register as your method of building the world. Now, it doesn't mean they both have to be Yotze Puravo, because it's not like the only way to build the world is through Puravo, through having a son and a daughter. There's other ways to build the world. It's just the mitzvah has a tzura, it's machayiv you, to be Yotze the mitzvah, to have a son and a daughter. Now, whether your daughter or son also has a son and a daughter is just relevant to their mitzvah, that's vis-a-vis them. But vis-a-vis you, you're building the world through them, because even if they have one child, you're building the world through them. But you can't say, I'll have one child and build the world, because you have a tzura mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have a son and a daughter. But your kiyum mitzvah does not depend on their kiyum mitzvah. Your kiyum mitzvah depends on that they realize the world for you. The reason to have a boy and a girl is the Torah formalized that the way you build the world is you're not going to have infinitely many kids. But what you do is that once you produce the both components of the world, they'll say that's a sufficient quality which of building the world, so it's your yotze. Now, that doesn't mean if a person only has one child, they're not involved in building the world at all. It just there's like, so to speak, a shear. A point at which the Torah says you're yotze the mitzvah. So now if your child only has one child, he may not be fulfilling the mitzvah, but he still is building the world through his one child. So now for you, you don't need your son to have a kiyum mitzvah. You just need to have a son who helps you build the world. So your son does help you build the world, and your daughter helps you build the world. You know, they're not technically filling the halachic structure of the mitzvah. But your mitzvah is that you have a son and daughter. And you just need them to be involved in having children. You don't need them to be yotzei the mitzvah. That is nothing, that's their problem. That's not your problem. You know what I mean? Your son has eight boys and whatever. So now you have a huge world because of you. So now, technically, he has to produce the quality of Zachar and Akeva in order to be yotzei his mitzvah. That's the way the mitzvah is structured. You know? Let me ask you a question. Let's say your children and your grandchildren die. Let's say it's the Holocaust or something. You know, unfortunately, things like this have happened in Jewish history. A person could have kids, you know, and grandkids, you know, and then they could all die. And then he still could be young enough, to get married and have kids. So would you say he's Yotze now? Yeah, I would agree with Yaakov. It would seem to be. And there's no magic thing once your kid has a grandkid, then you're Yotze. It's the same thing. Then if you're all wiped out, then again, you're not slated to have any kiyum puravu. So basically, it's the same thing as if your kid gets wiped out. It's not like once the kid has a kid, then poof, then you get the kiyum. The point is that, I mean, look, you have more, you know, you spread out, it's more likely that someone's going to end up having, that you're going to end up having the kids. But the point is that the idea of having the kids is that your kids are your vehicle towards building the world. Now, if the kids and grandchildren all aren't around anymore, so then that's it. So then you basically, your kids aren't a vehicle of that. I mean, the idea of building the world doesn't end. The idea of the world, it keeps going and going. Right? That's the way these things work. Now, obviously, after you die, I mean, it's a good chance at some point some chain of yours may get cut off, but that's not your mitzvah. There's nothing you can do about that. I mean, you just have to do when you're alive, you have to do that, which is, that's what puts you in, you know, in a position such that the world will be built through you, assuming things are, you know, keep going on their way. Okay, so that's good. So that's the way Rashi's learning Rav Yochanan, right? And that's what he's saying, so this is a kasha on Rav Huna. Because according to Rav Huna, again, what do you need your grandchildren for? Grandchildren are good if you're saying is your kids have to have a quality of building the world for you, then you could fulfill that quality through the grandchildren. But if the kids don't have to have that quality, all you have to do is have kids. So then that's it, you have kids. What's the discussion of grandchildren? So the more answer is it's saying is that if you have a son and your son has a daughter, that will work. Right? That will work. So the question is, how does that work? Right? How does that work? How does that work? According to Huna, he's saying if you have a son, your son has a daughter, then it's good. Because you have a son and a daughter. You have a son and a granddaughter. Right? So what's the... It's the same thing. It's the same thing saying good. It's a basic idea. Is that the chiddush here, and this is the chiddush. Not so simple. But that the mitzvah of a son and a daughter, the mitzvah, and this is what he learns, Mene banim harehem kebanim. The mitzvah is not to have children, it's to have offspring. Right? Previously, we were always learning the mitzvah is to have children. And how do we learn Rabbi Yochanan? What's Bnei Banim Harei Kebanim? It means that the children's kiyum is that they last. But they could last not only themselves, but via their children. They could be defined as lasting, so to speak, even if they die, through their grandchildren, through your grandchildren. So the Bnei Banim serve to qualify the children as being meaningful, as not being erased. But essentially, the mitzvah is a mitzvah to have a son and a daughter, to have children, a male and a female child. And the role of the grandchildren is just to prevent the children from losing their function, their kiyum. But Rav Huna's move now, based on this brayso, is forced into saying that the mitzvah is really to have offspring. Okay, for you to have a male and female offspring. It's not really children. It doesn't matter. As long as you are the cause of a male and a female child, it doesn't matter whether the cause firsthand or via your child. It's the same thing. That's how he's learning. Right? There's definitely a brice that states, but Huna learns it means, insofar as the very, so to speak, you call the Maisa Mitzvah itself, is not just to have children, but it's to have offspring, which unifies children and grandchildren. Whereas Rav Yochanan, in the way we hold, the mitzvah is not to have grandchildren, not to have offspring, it's to have children. Bnei Banim Harei Kebanim just means that the kiyum of your children having permanence could be accomplished via your children having grandchildren. But not that you can actually be yotzei the mitzvah with your grandchildren. Yotzei the mitzvah with your children. That's why your grandchildren could be both of the same gender, or whatever, it doesn't matter. Because the kiyum is not through their grandchildren, the kiyum is through the children. Right? Okay, good. Okay, so now what we should do, I think we should do the Gemara. It's interesting. Let's read it further than Gemara. It's the Gemara, the Tosfos, and the Rambam. I'll get some problems for tomorrow. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Oh, yeah. This is one short Gemara, and then this is more interesting. It says, Meisvei, it's another stira. Knock out of Kashan on Rav Huna. Bnei Banim Harei Kebanim. Okay? Bnei Banim Harei Kebanim. That doesn't prove anything, right? But look at the rest of the Raisa. Meis Echad Mayhem. If one of your children die, Yoshinim Sestris, or it turns out that he's sterile, low key in Pervervia. You know, feel like it. Okay? So that's a pretty open knockout. Give the Rav Huna to Yiftah. That's it. It's open brisa. Knocks him out. You can't wiggle your way out of that one. Right? Okay. So Rav Huna's knocked out. It's a brisa. Okay, there's nothing really to say on that. So the halacha is open. Okay, fine. Okay, let's go further. Right, any problems? Good. Hold on a second. All right, correct. According to Rav Huna, if you have one son who in turn has a son, then it's not going to work. Because you need two, a male and a female offspring. It's not going to work. But I mean, according to Rav Yochanan, it's not going to work either because you have to have a daughter also. It's just saying is that if your daughter dies and leaves the son, then that's okay. But according to Rav Huna, you'd be Yotze in that case also. Because you had your son and your daughter. So it doesn't actually end up to be an afkmina, but yeah, it brings out a point. Okay, so let's just see the set of the problem. What's it like this? Savar Abaye Lamemar. Okay, Abaye thought to say. Okay? He wanted to say. Bra lebra, ubarta labarta. So your son, let's say your children die and leave grandchildren. So if your son could leave a son, and your daughter could leave a daughter. V'kol shekein bra lebarta. Certainly, if your daughter has a son. Certainly, if your daughter has a son, your son has a son, and your daughter has a son. Aval barta labrala. But if your son has a daughter, nah, that's not going to work. Not good enough. Okay? So, in other words, your son and your daughter could die. If your son has a son, that's cool. Your daughter could have a daughter, that's cool. Certainly, if your daughter has a son, because she's moving up in the world, right? You're replacing your daughter with a grandson, right? Sons. But the opposite. If your son dies and just leaves a daughter, that's not going to work. That's what Abaye wanted to say. Amar le Rava, not so fast. The Sheves Yitzar Abaye. There you go. All you need is to populate the world, and you have it. So what's the difference if your son has a son, your son has a daughter? Doesn't matter. It works anyways. Doesn't really matter. Okay? And that's anything more. Right? Mm-hmm. So, right? So that's the question, is that when your children die, so either when this presumably Rashi is getting it from, your children die, so they leave their grandchildren, and that gives them kiyum. The fact they leave over our children. Now, the Gemara, again, Abaye wanted to say that no matter what the gender of the children, the grandchildren works is fine, except if the same gender, perfectly fine, because a son can replace a son, a granddaughter is a daughter, with a daughter. Certainly a son can replace a daughter, but it would not work the other way. A daughter can't replace a son. And then the Gemara answers, no, it's not true. A Shavas Yitzara, a Shavas, it doesn't matter. Any Shavas is good. Any Shavas. So we have to find out what kind of what's the difference, right? Why would it be not symmetrical? What's the Havina? What's Maskana? Right? Okay, let's look at Tosfos. So that's one question. One question is what's the Havina Maskana? But it seems like Abaye went along with it. Okay, because Shkein Brala Barta, certainly a son works for a daughter. So this gets to our question, which we asked. I think this is like what we were just discussing.
What did we ask?
The first question?
Yeah.
What's the Havimina, whether or not, if Havimina that your daughter could not be, a son can't be replaced by a daughter, by a granddaughter.
Okay.
So what's Havimina's gone? Mm-hmm. Okay, now Tosa says like this, but this is, I think, similar to what we were just discussing. He says, so even though we know that you can't just have two sons instead of a son and a daughter, that doesn't work. We don't like Beshama. You gotta have a son and a daughter. So here, how's it gonna work that you could have a son and a daughter, the daughter dies, and then replaced by a son? But that's two sons. Two sons doesn't work. He says, Hacha sheba mi koach mi shefach rasom and perverivya. Here, since the grandson comes from somebody who paters you from peravu, namely from your daughter, Pshita de koi shapir haben from Makom Abbas. So certainly the son could be a stand-in for the boss. Right? In other words, he's saying, son, you can't have two sons instead of that son and daughter. You don't say sons are better than daughters. You gotta have a son and you gotta have a daughter. Right? You can't just replace. You can't have a son instead of a daughter. But here it's different because you're having a son and a daughter. So you don't say. Now the only thing is you need to replace the daughter. So the thing is, the son, grandson, can replace his daughter. And that works, because he's, and I think is what we said is good. I mean, maybe when we do a finding tomorrow, we'll have to explain a little better. We said, because you're not being yotze with your grandchild. Your grandson is just allowing your daughter to register, to be a reality. So it doesn't matter the gender of your son. It's not pshat that your son, your grandson is becoming your son. And now you're yotze with your son. You're not being yotze with him. He's not being yotze instead of your daughter. He's simply giving your daughter a quality of being of permanence. So therefore, who cares that he's a son? Right? That's what he's saying. Don't think you're being yotze with your son, with your grandson. If it were, then it wouldn't make sense, because you can't say, just be yotze with two sons. Right? Okay, so that's decent, but I think we're going to have to analyze it. May not be so easy once we go into...
Why
it's kol shekin. Yes, that's unclear. That's part of what Rava is. We don't understand what the Rava by introducing. There's some sort of an equivalence between the son, you know, lack of symmetry every son and daughter, which we don't understand. That's what we have to figure out.
Okay.
You got the Ram? Yeah. Okay. Good. So that tells us it's fine. Maybe it will give us problems when we define Abaye, but maybe not. So. So get the Rama. I mean, listen to the Rama. Okay. Noldu, this is Tasvav Hayinishas. Noldu lo umesu. Right? So if you have kids and they die, v'nichu banim, and they leave offspring children, harizeki and peruvim, it's a peruvim. B'nei banim, harizeki banim. So your grandchildren could replace the children. Bamed v'amamurim. Okay, now this is, you'll see, the Rambam introduces something here. Bamed v'amamurim, shahayu ha, b'nei ha banim zachar unakeva. Your grandchildren are zachar unakeva. V'hayu banim mi zachar unakeva. And they come from a zachar unakeva. Even though this would say the genders are reversed, since they come from your two children, it still works. So you have a son and a daughter who have a daughter and a son, that's fine. As long as your children are, as long as you have a grandson and a granddaughter from a son and a daughter.
Even if your son and daughter die?
Even if your son and daughter die, but if they leave over offspring, and the two offspring they leave over are the opposite genders, then it's fine. Aval im hayulo ben ubas umesu. But if you have a son and daughter and they die, v'niach echad meim zachar nekeva, and one of them leaves over a son and a daughter, adayin lokiyem mitzvah. You know, yes, we mitzvah. Right? Okay. So what's the formula according to him? Okay? It's a little funny, because what are you being yotze with here? Are you being yotze with your kids? Now Rashi, I mean, it was difficult at first, but now it sounds like it was pretty compelling. I forget how he learned the Gemara. I think they say a different gear stuff, so forget how he learned the Gemara. But previously, Rashi sounded hard, but now it's a good point. Then it was Manusach. What are you being yotze with? If you're being yotze with your kids, so then the grandchildren are just functioning to make the grandkids, to make the kids real. So therefore, your kids are a son and a daughter, so who cares if your grandchildren are a son and daughter? So, and unless you'll tell me that you're being yotze with your grandchildren. But if you're being yotze with your grandchildren, then who cares that even if they come from one kid, it should work. Have one kid, and then he could have two grandchildren, son and daughter. Why is it necessary? If you're being yotze with your grandchildren, so then why do you need two children? Right? If you have two children, let them die. One of them has a grand, you know, son and daughter, and it should be fine. Or even maybe even one child. So, like, I don't know, the question is, what's his formula? What's the Rambam's formula? And I guess that's contrasted with the way we learn Rashi and Tosfos, you know, I learned. Okay? Okay, so that's these things should give us two different things, right?